Patient name, Catherine Young, last name Young, date of birth 6/10/47, date of service 7/10/23. This is a 76-year-old female patient. She has complaint today of a rash that she's developed on bilateral lower extremities, although mild. Also has a similar type of rash on her forearms. She does not verbalize any itchiness to those areas. Skin is intact. There is no erythema. She has developed this rash as of yesterday, unknown cause. She denies any new onset use of any new detergents or lotions. She has been outside off and on, but denies any insect bites. Once again, it's an unknown cause. Period. New paragraph. She did say she'd had some slight pruritus at onset. However, now it is much resolved. She hasn't had any associated fevers. She maintains her everyday activities in normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 131 over 74, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenating at 94%. She is a smoker, refuses to quit. Her weight today is 168, allergies to penicillin products. Period, new paragraph, current medications all reviewed. She's on omeprazole, atorvastatin, and Norvasc. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, gastroesophageal reflux, and COPD. Surgical history negative, social history. She does continue to smoke. She does refuse to quit. Patient also has a complaint of a cough, which seems to be chronic in nature. Period, new paragraph. Patient does tell me that as far as the cough is concerned, the Tesselin 200 milligrams three times a day seems to help her a bit more. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, within normal limits. Neck is soft, catharomegalonal mass is no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Examining her extremities, there is a mild urticaria rash on bilateral lower extremities on her calves. Also very mild, faintly visible on bilateral forearms. Once again, surrounding skin is intact. There is no erythema. There is no mass or induration. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Rash, urticaria. Patient will be given Atarax 25 milligrams PO three times a day for occasional itch, number 30, and also a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. Period, new paragraph. Patient has a complaint of cough as well. We will add that to the diagnosis above. We will refill her Tesselon 200 milligrams three times a day as needed for cough number 30, period, new paragraph. She needs to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed, period, new paragraph. Of special note, this patient does have mild edema to the left lower extremity. We have evaluated that via ultrasound at the hospital before. There is no occlusion. However, there is some altercation in return blood flow. We have advised her that she needs to see a vascular doctor. I have talked to her many, many times about this. She states now that she will try to find someone. Right now she is taking care of her husband, and she tells me that she doesn't want to go and get this evaluated with any further consequence of possibly owing any additional money as she is strapped financially. Period, new paragraph. I've explained to her that she has Medicare and she should pursue finding a Medicare doctor to help her in taking care of this. Period. In the paragraph, she tells me she will do so. She will return to clinic or call if she has any issues.